Macquarie departed from Sydney for England on Tuesday, the 12th of February, 1822. In this extract from his journal, he describes his last hours before he embarked on the Surrey.
At 11 a.m., the 48th Regiment paraded under arms in the Government domain, forming a lane from Government House to the North Gate, leading to the private landing place below Lachlan's Garden on Bennelong's Point. The Governor, Lieutenant Governor, the principal civil and military officers of government, and other gentlemen of the town of Sydney, as well as many from the interior, assembling at the same hour at Government House to take leave of me on my departure from the colony. At noon, Mrs. Macquarie, attended by Sir Thomas Brisbane, our dear boy, and myself, set out from Government House, accompanied by all those gentlemen who came to take leave of us, as well as by demonstration their sincere and undisguised regret at our departure from the colony. Taking leave of those friends who thus attended us, we embarked on board the Government barge by 12:30 at the private stairs, accompanied by Sir Thomas and some few of our more particular friends. From thence we were slowly rowed through the ships in the cove, which were all manned with colours displayed, and many of them saluting in honour of the occasion, the battery saluting at the same time with 19 guns. The new fort, named Fort Macquarie, and all the rocks on Bennelong's Point, as well as Dawes Battery and the rocks on the western side of the harbour, were covered with men, women and children, and a vast number of boats were also sailing or rowing in the harbour, full of people, cheering us repeatedly as we passed along through them. This was, to us, a very grand and gratifying sight, but at the same time a most affecting scene, and could not be viewed by Mrs. Macquarie or myself without the deepest emotion, after a residence of upwards of 12 years amongst these poor attached people. By 1 p.m. we got on board the Surrey, where Captain Rain, her commander, and his officers received us with all due attention.